4MKH monitoring.
This is KM4 NXY, David.
David, how's your day going? How's that cup of coffee?
Healthy and kind of unusual breakfast. We had some leftover pizza last night, so I heated it up, and that's what I'm having for a snack breakfast or something going on here.
Had some vegetable beef soup Sunday night. Had that for dinner last night, warmed up. I'll probably heat it for lunch today or dinner today. I love soup, so I don't mind eating it for breakfast or any other meal. I had my cup of coffee this morning around 4 o'clock. I woke up early, so I went ahead and got up. You got any big plans for today?
Really, I think they kind of called up for some rain. You might be out on the fringe of the repeater. You kind of popping and cracking a little bit.
Still same place I always am, at my desk, so it must be the weather conditions out there. Or maybe that antenna got wet or something. We'll see how it goes if it clears up. I got a couple of workmen coming today to do some work around here and do some maintenance on the generator. But then this afternoon, I got to take the wife to the doctor's appointment. But that's it for me today. Just going to take it easy.
And I tell you, after Helene, I got me a generator. And, well, I don't know if you heard me talk to Dude. He got one, and I got one, and I've had real-world tests on it twice, and he hasn't had that happen, but the people to put in his and mine, they're about half the cost of anybody else, and you know, the thing's functioning fine.
But I got mine 2 years ago, so I ran it for 96 hours straight in during Helene, provided electricity to neighbors. My well out there was pumping water, so I carried it, hose down to the street, provided water for neighbors and stuff like that. It was good to be able to help, but I got a whole house Generac outside. It puts out like 22K or something like that. That covers all my radios and everything.
Me and Duke got the 22K. He might have got the one a little bit bigger. He's got a workshop or something he runs too, so... But yeah, hey, they are a lifesaver. If another monster like that comes through here or, you know, anything, it's, hey, me and the wife got some age on us, and it was getting tiresome toting gas to the one we had. I mean, hey, you know, but hopefully nothing like that will happen again.
That happens. My wife had some health issues, and he does dialysis every night, so I couldn't have it power going off in the middle of that. So we got this one, and it is a lifesaver. We've used it a couple times. Most of them are short usages, but that one there for Helene was a nice and long one, so it definitely comes in handy to have around.
And I believe in redundant systems. I've been tinkering around with solar, you know, doing solar power and you know, anything I can think of for a backup on that.
That I've thought about solar. I don't think solar panels are the problem. I think it's the controllers and stuff. But I'd always heard too much about them creating RF and messing up with the radios and stuff, so... I've been a little leery of that.
Get a little RF off of them. I don't have any solar panels near my radio equipment. I got it available as more of a temporary portable type thing. I don't, you know, have them on top of the house where, you know, I don't have any of that kind of stuff where it's going to be a permanent problem. The problem I'm seeing is I'm suspecting that the new spectrum lines are running down through here. It's starting to interfere with my equipment, and unfortunately, that's something I'll have to tolerate because I don't think I got any legal redress on that.
When I lived in Jacksonville, Florida, in the neighborhood, we had, like, just in our neighborhood, 5,600 homes, and the noise level there was really high. and down up here I've got like an S1 or lower RF noise level, so I like to keep it down like that. I sure know what it's like to have a high one running S7, S9 radios down there.
I've been in this same spot about 25 years, and the noise level has gone from a 1 to a 3 to a 5 and 7 and 9, so what I'm going to, well, I've tried a few of those, I think, call them torics, or anyway, it goes around the coax and some kind of special metal escapes me, but anyway, it's supposed to help with the RF.
My closest neighbors are no closer than about 100 yards through the woods, so on any side of me, so that helps out here.
And fairly close, and I think maybe, you know, when they fire up the microwave or, you know, a few different things, at least thankfully they don't have a, you know, electric fence with a little charger thing, you know, keeping a dog in or something. They just got a little fenced in area that they got their dog in.
W4MKH Friday. Anybody else out there on the way to work this morning?
KT Mobile, good morning, guys.
Come on in. I'm going to get back to my pizza. KF4NXY.
Yeah, is that something I can go for?
Sure. It has been the last couple of days, so I can't complain.
And you're trying to get over?
This place pop up on my face, and I was kind of worried about it. And so I finally was able to get into the dermatologist yesterday, and he cut it off and sent off for a biopsy. He's not worried about it, but he wants to confirm it with a biopsy. So that made me feel a little bit better, you know. You start doing that, and you start thinking, oh, my gosh, I got cancer. I got 3 days to live kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely a little scary when something like that pops up, but, you know, if he's not worried about it, you know, you shouldn't worry about it either.
Okay, and then there's that threat of that storm out there, which, is it going to go left, is it going to go right?
I'm sure it's going to go right. Like, no, I don't see any of the models that show it's going to go left, so I don't think we have anything to worry about with it.
But, you know, late last week, it looked like our weather forecast was rain Friday, rain Saturday, rain Sunday, rain Monday, hurricane on Tuesday.
When it went with Helene, we got like 3 or 4 days of a slow soaking rain. It softened up the soil and made it real easy for all those trees to fall over. We were hiking up at South Mountain State Park a couple of weekends ago, and man, it is still a wreck up there. They, you know, there's so much more to clean up, and they still have a lot of the trails closed.
Yesterday from North State of North Carolina, all the state parks and national parks in the state are open. Some still have trails that are closed and still have cleanup to do, but they're all open now.
Well, I mean, closed for months after Helene, but yeah, I'm glad to hear that they're all open. Anyway, I'm getting off at exit 90 here for my coffee, so I'll be back in a few minutes. This is W2JKT.
For MKH, I'm going to be listening on the side.